Please be advised that there's a giant angry beaver loose in the store. To protect your legs, see our fire hose workbench department immediately. We apologize for the inconvenience. And thank you for shopping at Duluth. Scoot your caboose to the Duluth Trading Stores near Boston and Providence.
This is New England running back Rex Burkhead. I know the importance of having trusted teammates on the field. That's why I'm teaming up with Credit Union's Kids at Heart in the fight against pediatric brain cancer. With every first down, CU Kids at Heart will donate to the Team Jack Foundation up to $30,000 to fund promising clinical trials at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Together, we'll gain ground in the fight to defeat the number one cancer cause of death in children. To learn about first downs to fight pediatric brain cancer, visit CU Kids at heart.org. Credit Union's Kids at Heart is generously supported by RTN Federal Credit Union and St. Anne's Credit Union.
In sports, technology is helping athletes perform at levels not thought possible by the previous generation. The same is true with
Scott Zolak joining us from Jacksonville at this hour. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You hot down there or what?
I tell you what, I got here to do the pregame hit at 11:30, and they are lucky, I think. And everybody keeps saying it's New England. Both teams are lucky. You're human beings. And to play in this type of heat, the heat index was 120 when I got here, 11:30. Right now it's 107 on the game field. So that's what it feels like. You know how we like to do that feels like, Beetle?
Yeah, I know. You like to do a real feel.
Yeah.
And what's today's
right now,
real feel? Like mid-July swampiness?
Yeah, mid-July swamp, no breeze in the Cape, and those big green flies are out, and they're biting your ankles, and they swell up. That's what it feels like.
There it is. That's how you do it.
You know what's
weird,
too?
Real-life description to help you understand what he's going through.
Playing surface is gorgeous. It's like a putting green out there. But there's a ton of dragonflies everywhere. And I don't know if it's going to affect the players. Like, they're all over the field.
Size of birds or what?
Yeah, maybe they're mosquitoes down here in Florida. I don't know.
Some of those bird-sized dragonflies.
Hey, Gasper, did you do your prediction or did you the Globe pick it for you this week? What's going on?
Oh, I knew he was going to get to this.
Wow.
I knew he was going to get to it.
Out of the blues, though.
I came down on the Patriots' dime. I didn't pay to come down here, so I can't, you know, I got to still predict the game, you know?
Yeah, no, I predict the Patriots this week. Yeah. I can tell you're a faithful reader because you knew.
Is that with the spread or without the spread this week?
Well, it's every week. It's every week is with the spread, but I'm taking the Patriots straight up.
Yeah,
this
right. Week.
No, I know, but right here you have
right.
A chance
Poland
to expand
spread.
On
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My pick for the pregame show, the Patriots. Okay. Straight up.
Yes. Straight up.
Correct.
I rode over with one of the nicest guys in the business, Mike Reese. He picked me up and drove me over. But I told him he realized it's going to be hell for you if the Patriots win this because you picked them to go in too, pal. So I'm going to be all over Reese.
That's true. Reese did say they were going to lose. And that was just based on will they win or lose.
Right.
He said they were going to lose both games right out of the gate.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Then they're going to start the year 0-2.
Conservative. Mike's a conservative guy. You know, he doesn't want to sit.
Hey, the Texans. We thought the Texans would be better than they were.
Yeah.
Turns out they weren't. Hey, Zoe, have you seen any of the 1 o'clock games today?
I've been watching them all. What's great here is they got us direct TV in the booth, and Pittsburgh getting, you know, giving up 42 at home. The Jets, Miami, Ryan Tannehill looked awful in that first half, and they were up 20-0.
Yeah, so as we get closer to this game that you're about to call in Jacksonville, you and I have talked this week about, hey, this is still an important game in the AFC picture, even though it's only week two.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, you know, Houston may not be as good as we thought they were, but Kansas City might be better than what we thought they would be.
Kansas City looks good, but you just question Andy Reid, you know, final 4 minutes of each half. You know, they can put up a lot of points. Nice thing is you get Kansas City at home down the road. It's not at Arrowhead. So from a schedule perspective, I think it lines up well for New England. But you get this one today, I think it's massive, man. Start 2-0 and get up on everybody in the AFC.
I think in order to do that, you got to make sure you don't turn the football over. You don't give these guys any short fields. So that leads me to this, though. How confident are you in the Patriots punt returning today? Kenyon Barner inactive. It looks like Patrick Chung and Chris Hogan are two guys in warm-ups who were doing that.
Yeah, I don't even care about the return. Just catch the ball and give it to your offense. You know, that's the most productive unit that you have.
Yep.
Just fill the damn punt. You know, get back there. And I'm not worried about an 8-yard return. And, you know, I don't want to even risk that. Get a guy back there to secure the catch. You're on the road. And then I'm anxious to see the rookie running back, see what he can do. Sony Michel here, too. Burkhead looked good in warm-up, too, guys. No setbacks.
So, in terms of the punts today, is that Patrick Chung?
I would say it's Chung, yeah.
I would say this, though. You know, I agree with you, Zoe, in terms of just don't mess it up and catch it. But if there's one defense you'd like a little field position against, isn't it this one?
Sure. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, I think that's complimentary on both sides. And the way Ryan Allen was kicking the ball last week and how he has kicked it, I think, you know, you could use both your kickers today as a weapon. And just it's going to be interesting to see if they boom the ball through the end zone on kickoffs, because that new kickoff rule where they can't get that running start, I don't know how much of an advantage it is with that pooch kick to the goal line, because I didn't see anybody inside the 25 making contact last week.
That's a good point.
So is there a buzz down there? Does Field have some sort of playoff feel to it?
Oh, Zoe says playoff feel. Sosi wavered a little bit on playoff feel.
Well, it is early, but, I mean, I like watching the other team warm up. They're out here dancing a little bit, so we'll see, you know. I tell you what, though, they went back to the old classic uniforms. Looks good for the Jaguars. None of that two-tone crap.
They got rid of that two-tone helmet this year. That thing is now in the history books.
So they went back to the Coughlin uniforms when he was here, so it's pretty good.
Looking forward to your call
of
the game coming up.
See
Scott Zolak from the broadcast booth in Jacksonville.